Welcome to Panther Country. Brian Kelly says when I met him at a busy intersection in East Naples, Florida, Kelly, a state panther biologist, points east into the sprawling subdivision where he lives. A panther was caught on camera just a quarter mile away, he says, and another one made it across the six-lane road we're standing beside. Yet another panther, an 8-year-old female named FP224, lives nearby. She's been hit by a car twice, breaking a leg each time. She was treated by veterinarians and released after both accidents. To look for signs of her, we drive to Kelly's house next to a patch of forest where she recently denned and birthed at least 3 kittens. It's the wet season, when panther tracks typically are wiped out by rain, but we get lucky. There she is, Kelly says, pointing to a large paw print about the size of my fist in the soft sand. We follow the prints through tall pines and sable pines festooned with air plants. A check of a motion-triggered camera trap Kelly placed there reveals that FP224 walked by just before 9 p.m. 2 evenings earlier.